Well, you're going to want to stick around for the good stuff today because it's going to be a good one. some fun things to lighten your load a little bit today. And as we get things started, I want to remind you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board inviting you to come visit the Valentine area in Cherry County. Lots of public land for outdoor activities, whether it's bird watching or hunting, maybe later on in the fall, those kind of things. And lots of water as well, fishing at the Valentine Wildlife Refuges or Merritt Reservoir, a designated trophy catfish and muskellunge fishing lake as well. Check it all out. Visit valentine.com.
And it's time to discover the pulse of agriculture, from grain to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Those are just a few of the categories covered by Tri-State Livestock News. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch updates and upcoming ag events. Again, Tri-State Livestock News. Visit online tsln.com to get your subscription coming in the mail right away.
Here's a fun one for you today. While taking a trip on a major airline, we happened to run into some very severe turbulence. The passengers kind of became alarmed, even frightened. Even the flight attendants began to look a little bit concerned. So one of the flight attendants noticed that I had Rev, R-E-V, in front of my name on the passenger list. So she came over to me and said, "Sir, this is really frightening. Do you suppose you could, I don't know, maybe do something religious?" So I took up a collection. Just kidding, folks.
Oh, several things have been going on in the last couple of days, and it all depends on your perspective, how you look at it. And so I thought this would be a good piece to do today. You may have heard on the news about a Southern California man who was just put under 72-hour psychiatric observation when it was found he owned 100 guns and allegedly had 100,000 rounds of ammo stored in his home. The house also featured a secret escape tunnel. By Southern California standards, someone owning 100,000 rounds is considered mentally unstable. In Arizona, he'd be called an avid gun collector. In Arkansas, he'd be called a novice gun collector. In Utah, he'd be called moderately well-prepared, but they'd probably reserve judgment until they made sure that he had a corresponding quantity of stored food. In the Dakotas, he'd be the guy down the road you want to have for a friend. In Montana, he'd be called the neighborhood go-to guy. In Alabama, he'd be called a likely gubernatorial candidate. In Georgia, he'd be called an eligible bachelor. In North Carolina, Virginia, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Southern Carolina, he would be called a deer hunting buddy. And in Texas, he'd just be Bubba, who's a little short on ammo. It's all in the perspective.
All right, I got another one for you. This is about Polish sausage.
All right.
I told you it was going to be fun today, all fun all things right. today. Everyone seems to be in such a hurry to scream racism these days. So a customer asked, "In what aisle could I find the Polish sausage?" And the clerk asked, "Are you Polish?" The guy, clearly offended, says, "Yes, I am. But let me ask you something. If I had asked for Italian sausage, would you ask me if I was Italian? Or if I asked for a German bratwurst, would you ask me if I was German? Or if I asked for a kosher hot dog, would you ask me if I'm Jewish? Or if I had asked for a taco, would you think I was Mexican? Or if I asked for some Irish whiskey, would you ask if I was Irish?" The clerk replied, "No, I probably wouldn't." The guy says, "Well then, because I asked for Polish sausage, why did you ask me if I'm Polish?" And the clerk replied, "Because you're in Home Depot." The odd thing about it now, they probably have Polish sausage at Home Depot.
Yes,
I don't know.
They probably do now. That's a very good point. Very good point. Oh, some geological engineers from the USGS recently surveyed some property in New England and found that in a certain area, the New Hampshire and Maine border needed to be adjusted. Afterward, the engineers stopped to inform a farmer walking his fence line that he was no longer in Maine, but now in New Hampshire. After a long pause, the farmer grunted and said, "That's good. I couldn't take another one of these Maine winters."
I heard something about that, like South Dakota, North Dakota here a while back. So it's been all fun stuff today here on The Good Stuff. It's not always just jokes and things. So be sure to stay tuned for another edition of The Good Stuff.